Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day and happy May. Wow. Where has this year gone? I mean, it is flying by. So super excited about today's episode. Number one, if you caught my episode from last Thursday, the doors to the Network Marketing Academy are still open until this Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The pre-enrollment special is over, but it's still only $37 a month, month to month, cancel anytime, no contract, or $333 in full, pays for the 12 months that you get, and you get 3 months free basically because you are not having to pay all that in full. So if you pay in full, it basically works out to only having to pay for 9 months. So if you want to get better at mindset, organizational skills, social media, and lead generation, click the link in the description of this episode to sign up for the Academy until the doors close Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern. So as you guys all know, I love creating polls on LinkedIn. And I'm constantly wanting to do research on what is really going through the minds of network marketers that are not just network marketers, I would say certain people on LinkedIn when they are going about doing certain things, because I don't want to put this all on network marketing. I'm seeing this from a lot of different types of people, but I see it mostly from sales professionals, and network marketing is partly sales. And I would say those that are have not been educated by myself and other big LinkedIn speakers that, you know, not the right way. They're using it in different ways. They may be doing one of these three things. And I want all of you to, number one, be aware of the improper ways that people are using LinkedIn. But number two, make sure you don't do these yourself. So I did a poll, and I basically gathered the votes of about four different polls on certain areas of LinkedIn where people felt disconnected from, were not happy with, were annoyed about. And I have the top three from those different polls of what the community of LinkedIn basically has said they do not like. And number one is selling and pitching in adding of a note to a connection request. Now, you know, I've done episodes on this just by itself. You know how much I dislike people sending me a connection request with a note attached that is just trying to sell me and pitch me. That's not going to get me to accept. That's going to get me to ignore. And remember, the only time you want to add a note is if you really know the person or you know the person through someone else. That's the only time you ever want to add a note to a connection request. Outside of that, you just click connect. You don't have to add a note. Back in the day, it did raise the percentage chances of someone accepting because people were genuinely sending a nice note. But now, instead of even being connected to the person, they're going in for the kill. They're trying to sell and pitch from the adding of a note. And I can tell you right now, the majority of the community of LinkedIn does not like that. So if you're ever thinking about adding a note and you're going to sell and pitch and spray and pray and hopefully someone takes the bait, so to speak, think again. If you are going to add a note, make sure you know the person, you've heard of them, you heard them on their podcast, a training, you were told to connect with them by someone else. Outside of that, never ever sell or pitch, just hit connect. That is number one. Number two, which actually relates to polls. People are doing clickbait poll. And listen, you know how much I loathe clickbait posts. I don't like clickbait. It is just disingenuous. It is inauthentic. It is absolutely the wrong way. The wrong way of how you want to connect with someone on social media. It drives me nuts. It really does. I see people now putting polls out there that are clickbait. I mean, literally, it's as stupid as this. What color do you like better, orange or blue? What's your favorite number, 10 or 100? Are you currently employed, yes or no? When did you start working, before high school, after high school? People are really putting up polls like this. Nothing to educate, nothing to inform, nothing to get data research. If anyone reads any of my polls, every one of my polls is an opportunity for me to get data research from my network to find out what they're struggling with, what they don't like, what they would like to see improved, so I could start creating meaningful content, whether it's a LinkedIn Live, whether it's a post, whether it's an article that is going to help them do better. That is what polls are used for, not clickbait, for engagement. This whole vanity metric era that we live in now, where our self-worth is really based upon how many likes, how many views, how many comments, how many shares, how many eyeballs. Listen, eyeballs are important, but they have to be the right eyeballs. You don't just want anyone and everyone looking at your stuff. And that's what a lot of engagement pods do. That's what these clickbait posts do. And that's what these clickbait polls are doing now. If you're going to do a poll, ask a genuine and authentic question where you're looking to provide relevant, informative, educational information on the back end from the data research that you can accrue. And that's number two. And number three, and final, but I would say most important. People do not like the 18 paragraph long drunk-a-log messages that you are sending someone immediately upon becoming a connection. There is nothing that bothers people more than that. If you want a one-way ticket to having someone disconnect with you, block you, or even report you, then you are going to send an 18 paragraph long drunk-a-log message that is selling, that is pitching, asking for an opt-in, click this, a free gift, free that, join here. And you heard last week's episode, last Monday, I went over crafting a message the right way. Reaching out, stating their name, connecting point with a call to action, something very simple. People are tired of being sold to and pitched to. I don't know why people keep doing it, why they think it's going to work for them. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can ask some of the greatest minds in entrepreneurship. The number one thing that people need to do better at is communicating and connecting with their audience, not selling and pitching to them. No one buys anything from anyone that they don't know, they don't like, and they don't trust. So this thought and this idea that if I send enough of these 18 paragraph long drunk-a-log diatribe messages where I'm vomiting all over the people in my network, and hopefully someone will click the link and take the bait. I'm sorry, the cat's out of the bag. You are really doing yourself a disservice, but to think that the end user, the person that you're messaging, isn't picking up on what you're putting down, they know exactly what you're up to. They're smarter than you think. Buyers are smarter than you think. Message people the right way. Don't, when you're adding a note, don't sell and pitch when you're adding a note. Don't put up any clickbait post or poll. And please, don't send as many people as you can these 18 paragraph long drunkalogue messages that are selling and pitching. Hopefully one person will fall through the cracks. That's not what it's about. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. There's no shortcuts. The person that stays in the game the longest is the one that's going to come out victorious. Consistency always wins. No shortcuts. Remember, treat your business like a 401k and not a lottery ticket. And you know what happens to when people win the lottery? 75% lose it within 2 years. But if you treat it like a 401k retirement plan and you make those daily deposits, meaning you're really making those deposits in the relationships that you're building, you're going to have a thriving business and you are going to impact a lot of people. So remember, the link to sign up for the Network Marketing Academy, which is open for the next 2 days, is in the description of this. $37 a month, cancel at any time, $333 in full. Gets you the full year. You get 3 months free. I would love to see you in there. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please enjoy the rest of your days, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.